We will be taking up a second collection today for the victims of the flooding, and our collection will go to the sisters in Kingstree, which was devastated by the floods. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In today's gospel, we hear a man asking Jesus the question we should all be asking him: what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus' answer is in two parts. In the first part, he tells him to obey the commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, and so on. That advice is sound, but it is also general and could have been given to any one of us. But we are not simply called to keep the moral law as well as we are able. We are also, each one of us, called to do specific things, which we must do in order to realize our vocation and fulfill the will of God in our lives. God knows each one of us intimately, even more intimately than we know ourselves. As we hear in that second reading from the letter to the Hebrews, the word of God is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, joint and marrow, and able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart. No creature is concealed to him, but everything is naked and exposed to him, to whom we must render an account. In today's gospel, Jesus asked the rich man to sell his goods and give the money to the poor and to follow him. And in the same way, we need to ask ourselves, in the context of our own lives, what the Lord is demanding of us if we are to enter into the kingdom of God. Each of us have to ask, how can we lay up treasure in heaven? Where are true riches to be found? Some of us, perhaps, are called to create wealth in this world, not simply for its own sake or for selfish pleasures, but to improve a lot of human life on earth, to give work to the unemployed, and to use our intellect and resources to build a stronger and more just society, to endow schools and hospitals and orphanages. Thus, those who use their wealth to help others may say, like the great Old Testament patriarch Job, "People deferred to me because I freed the poor in distress and the orphan who had no helper. The dying man's blessings rested on me, and I gave the widow's heart cause to rejoice." Most of us, of course, are not called to either great wealth or great poverty, but we have enough to survive. True riches for most of us are in the love of family and friends, and especially in devotion to our children, to see them educated and, God willing, able to take care of themselves, to participate in society, and to discover their own relationship with God. As the psalmist tells us, "Behold, the inheritance of the Lord are children, the reward the fruit of the womb. As arrows in the hand of the mighty, so are the children of your youth. Blessed are they who have filled their quivers with them." Again, there are those who are called to seek riches not in material things, but in scholarship and the life of the mind. Not those who study for practical knowledge or professional accomplishments, but for the pursuit of wisdom. And that first reading from the Book of Wisdom gives us a description of that pursuit. "I pleaded, and the Spirit of Wisdom came to me. I preferred her to scepter and throne, and deemed riches nothing in comparison with her. Nor did I liken any priceless gem to her, because all gold in view of her is a little sand, and before her silver is to be accounted mire. Beyond health and comeliness I loved her, and I chose to have her rather than the light, because the splendor of her never yields to sleep. Yet all good things came to me in her company, and countless riches in her hands." And finally, there are those of us who are in fact called to give up our possessions and to serve the poor. Like St. Francis or Mother Teresa of Calcutta, those who work with the poor are able to see the true riches are not in silver or gold or the ivory towers of universities, but in the hearts and souls of those who suffer. There's a beautiful story about St. Lawrence, who lived in the 3rd century and was a deacon of the Church of Rome. And when a persecution broke out, the Pope and all the other deacons were killed. But the Roman authorities spared St. Lawrence, and they ordered him to bring to them all the silver and gold the sacred vessels and all the treasures of the church. So St. Lawrence assembled together all the poor of the city, the sick and the crippled, the widows and the orphans, and he said to the persecutors, "Here are the treasures of the church." My brothers and sisters, let us ask the Lord to give us the wisdom to discern his will and to recognize what true wealth really is. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.